hubbardnewsradio.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now remember, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, and do take a look at Village Green's Pathways products. So we have a wonderful guest today. We'll be talking with Debbie Silber, the Mojo coach, and discussing why healthy eating and exercise are not enough to look, feel, and live your best. So this is going to be very interesting. I always give you some news that you can use. I wanted to go over epigenetics. We've talked about that before, and I think since we bring it up so much, that it's important to reemphasize the good news and the bad news. The good news is that we have a lot of influence on how our genes express themselves. The bad news is, if we don't do it right, we're going to turn things with regard to health very negatively, and we're going to affect many other generations. How's this work? Well, first of all, epi in epigenetics is Greek for over, above, or outer. In other words, it's what surrounds the genes, what happens to the genes. Epigenetics is, as I said, what surrounds the genes. And in the past, it was thought that with the exception of rare gene mutations, genes were stable and not subject to change. The standard explanation was that DNA provides the instructions to make what we call RNA, and RNA creates proteins that control all cell activity. Well, it really isn't that simple. With the discovery of epigenetics, and that was in mid-1995, I actually have a colleague who was on the team at NIH that discovered this. And when they did, it turned genetics upside down. So they had to be absolutely silent about their findings until they got validation. We now have a greater understanding of how the environment can influence genes, turning them on or off, changing how genes express themselves. And the effect can be positive or negative depending upon the individual's own genetics and their innate programming as influenced by the positives and or negatives in the environment. And that's what we talked about, that if we do it wrong, then we are going to express genes in a negative, bad way. Now, I'm trying to avoid saying turning genes off is always good and turning genes on is always good. That's not true. There are the genes turn on when they need to and turn off when they don't need to be on. So it's not a matter of off being good and on being bad or vice versa. The term gene variant often surfaces when we talk about epigenetics, and this refers to different forms of genes that vary according to their DNA sequencing. Now, we go to identical twins. They are born with identical genetics, but how they live their lives, what they're exposed to, changes their gene expression, which is why as twins grow older, they tend to have different illnesses. They tend to even start looking differently, because the way they're living their lives may be very different. And the more diverse, the more different they are, the more it becomes obvious as they age. So that's just an overview of epigenetics. And now we're going to turn to this wonderful discussion of why healthy eating and exercise are not enough to look, feel, and live your best. And I think epigenetics applies here, because when you're doing it right, you're trying to change your genes. And by the way, a reminder that what you do affects multiple generations after you. So your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren either benefit or pay the price from what you have done prior to and during conception and pregnancy. So it makes a very big difference. Now, we're talking to Debbie Silber, and we're just happy to have her on the show. She's called the Mojo Coach, and she has an interesting background. She's president of Lifestyle Fitness, Inc., and founder of the Mojo Coach. And it is a recognized health, weight loss, fitness, wellness, lifestyle, and self-improvement. She is well recognized. She's a registered dietitian with a master's degree in nutrition, a certified personal trainer, whole health coach, which is a health expert trained to teach how your lifestyle creates health, wellness, or illness, disease. And she has two certifications in pre- and postnatal fitness, one of my favorite subjects, with a specialty recognition in weight loss and weight maintenance. She is a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, let's get rolling. I think our topic is interesting. And what I always like is that our listeners can listen to a show and make some immediate change. And I bet you have a lot of tips for us. So let's get started.
Sure, I do. And you know what? What's so interesting is here you're talking about epigenetics. And the topic that we're talking about is how exercise, eating well and exercise aren't enough. And don't get me wrong, they're wonderful steps in the right direction, but we're so much more than that. And there are so many factors in addition to healthy eating and exercise that can completely put us on the right track to just excel physically, mentally, emotionally, and so much more. And I'm living proof. I was eating well and exercising. You know, here I'm a health expert. I need to for my business. And I had a husband and a home and four kids and only four dogs at the time. We have six now, and it's full-time job, a full-time business, and I started getting so sick, first with symptoms and then illnesses and then conditions and eventually disease. Didn't make a bit of sense, but I had a feeling it had to have something to do with this ridiculous amount of stress I had, toxic relationships, emotional upheaval. So I had surgery, and while I healed, I started to become a whole health coach, like you had mentioned, and learned that on some level, the thoughts I was thinking, the stress I was under, and the relationships I had were at the root of it all. So I did an experiment. So, well, what would happen if I changed all of those things? Because I was eating well and exercising already. I did. And over the next 9 months, I healed from everything. Got my mojo back, started working with clients in a very different way. They kept getting their mojo back and started calling me the mojo coach. And that's the message I'm here to share now.
Well, I was going to ask you how you got the name. I think it's a good one, and I like it. And also, it's not unusual for many people in the health alternative medicine professions, the helping professions, to have gotten there by their own experience. There's nothing like your own experience to open your eyes, right?
Oh, absolutely, because we see things, and it makes so much sense. And I feel we're given these lessons because these are the messages that we need to work through, because then who better to teach it than someone who's gone through it themselves? So here's a health and weight loss and fitness expert, and I couldn't even get out of bed. I mean, I couldn't raise my own kids. You name it, I had it. It didn't make the slightest bit of sense. And it really took a complete crash and burn to the point where I could barely function to realize that, you know what, that's great to eat well and exercise, but it is not enough. And when I started making those other changes in those other areas of life, that's that's when the most profound changes happened, and it really enabled me to create my complete transformation system, which I'm thrilled to say at this point has helped thousands of people.
Well, and I want to mention that you are an author of A Pocket Full of Mojo, 365 Proven Strategies to Create Your Ultimate Body, Mind, Image, and Lifestyle. And I think our listeners could benefit. I know you can't go over all 365, but
although I'd love to.
So start out with one. Let's start
sure.
with
well,
just
you know
one.
What? The idea of the book, my first book, The Lifestyle Fitness Program, that just flew out of me when I experienced this whole transformation myself, and I couldn't keep it to myself, and the book just flew out of me. But it was really written for moms because I had four kids, and I sort of felt like I had a PhD in moms. So let me speak to that group, and I was speaking, and people kept saying, well, what about us? You know, what about the guys? And what about, you know, those of us who don't have children? So A Pocket Full of Mojo was next. And it really is. There's no one topic that's any more important than another. You know, if you imagine four legs of a table, right? If you knock out a leg, the table won't stand. Well, we're the same way. We have these four sort of pillars of wellness, one being no more important than another. They all need our attention. So in A Pocket Full of Mojo, I'll touch on those different areas in random order. And the idea is you flip it open, choose a tip, implement, and by 365 days, you've created all of these new wellness additions that really weren't that challenging to do, but are making a bigger difference.
Well, I like the four pillars. I often use the legs on a table as an analogy myself, and I think it's really applicable here. What are the four pillars? And then we'll go into those in the next segments.
Sure. The first is body. And when I talk about body, I'm talking about, of course, what we're eating and how we're moving. So that would be nutrition, and that would be fitness. And right there, we could talk about that all year long, right? And the next is mind. This is crucial because that's what's driving your mindset is driving every single thought, behavior, action, habit you have. So we need to take a look at our lives right now, and it is a complete reflection of the beliefs that we've had for very long, and we can talk about that as well. The next is image, and by image, not just what you're wearing, it's how you show up, your body language, your mannerisms, your the way you carry yourself, and we do in the complete transformation system. There's actually an image activity where I walk people through, and they see who they are at their physical, mental, and emotional best. And then at that point, it becomes no more than what's the shortest, quickest, most direct path to get there. And then the last is lifestyle. And when we talk about lifestyle, we're talking about stress and relationships and emotional health and sleep and toxicity and everything I could cram into that one category.
Well, I like the way you've done this. Body, mind, image, and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to be talking about in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from our guest, Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Michael Lewis. Our guest today is Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach, and she's discussing why healthy eating and exercise are not enough to look, feel, and live your best. She talked about the four pillars of wellness, and I'll just run through those. Body, mind, image, and lifestyle. And now we're going to get more specific. I mentioned her book, A Pocketful of Mojo, 365 Proven Strategies to Create Your Ultimate Body, Mind, Image, and Lifestyle. So this is what we're interested in. So Debbie, where do we start?
You know, it's really a question of awareness. What's the biggest area that's tripping us up? Typically, in the complete transformation system, which is like what, you know, I mentioned before, the system that's helped thousands of people, I start with nutrition because it's the least personal. It's where you can make significant changes, see dramatic results, and give yourself the confidence to continue. So we start there, and you know, when we're talking about nutrition, it's, do you have a sugar addiction? Do you need to break a sugar habit? Are you an emotional eater? Are your portions out of control? What are you feeding, right? What are you really hungry for? What's at the root of the way you're eating, the choices you're making? And we get to really all that and then create a plan for change. So I always like to start there. Some people start with fitness first, but I tell you, having done it every which way, there's a saying, trainers say, you can't out-train a bad diet. So much of our weight has to do with our eating, and something like 80% or so. So if we can get our eating together first, the fitness will catapult our success. But if we do it the other way, and we're working out like crazy, and but we're not eating well, we're left with a whole lot of frustration.
I am so glad you mentioned that. I do the same thing when I work with patients, and I never realized until you said this why it is the best way to go. For instance, with dieting, when patients are drinking sodas, I tell them if they can't stop, I can't help them. Mm-hmm. And I do exactly what you do. Let's get the nutrition right. Start wherever you can with the person, mm-hmm. and get them on the road. So keep going. I love your ideas.
Sure. Well, you know, even with those changes, physically they're going to feel so much better. There's not a week that goes by that someone isn't sitting in my office or I'm not on the phone with them where we're breaking a 10, 20, 30, 40-year sugar addiction that has held them back from really from everything, from living the life that they want to, from feeling good in their own skin, from opportunities they passed up on because they didn't like how they looked and felt. So when we do something like that, and we do that week one, they sleep better, they feel better, the focus, the clarity is there. The weight naturally drops, but more importantly, what they also do is they get confident. They say, wow, if I can do this, what else can I do? So it's one of those places where it's a great place to start because they see themselves, the changes they make, how it's making them feel so much better, and it really fuels and fires up their motivation. So I love starting there. And it's dramatic, but when you're prepared for it, it's fine. And it's a great, for personally, having done it, like I said, every which way, that is absolutely, hands down, the place that I find is the best place to start. Because once we do that, of course, other things are going to come up and we're going to touch on them again, different ideas and strategies. But that one change is huge. And then once that's under their belt and they have that working for them, then we start taking on fitness. And it's funny because they assume we may do fitness week one. And that's not the case. I'm asking enough of them week one. So, you know, maybe week two, or if they're a private client, maybe we'll do that in, let's say, week three or four. But then we start taking on fitness, and then they're ready. Because first of all, physically they feel better. They have more energy. They're more willing. They're already invested in their own success because they see how well their body's responding. So they're open to it. And then I completely switch around their fitness, just like I did their nutrition.
Well, the approach is wonderful. Throw out some basic nutrition changes you ask your clients to make that you think make the biggest difference.
As I mentioned before, we will break a sugar addiction in week one. We will break an emotional eating addiction in week one. And I know it sounds dramatic. If I didn't do this every week, I couldn't say it so confidently. But then all kinds of other things come up. Like, for example, there's someone I'm working with, and she did. She was an emotional eater for years, stuffing herself to stuff the pain. And when this stops, then we have to eventually start working on all the other mindset and emotional issues, because now that these feelings, now that these emotions aren't being stuffed, you become volatile. You know, all of these feelings you were squelching come out. And how do you respond when you're so used to squelching everything and then you don't? You have to learn some strategies on how to handle all that stress. So, but these are things absolutely that come up with eating. And then it could be as simple as, what are some swaps that can really work for you? What are some simple strategies? You know, as a mom with four kids and six dogs in a full-time business, trust me when I say everything I teach must be easy. It must be simple. You know, personally, I have a rule. If it's five ingredients or less, I'll make it. So
and
how do you keep it simple and make it work?
That's right. And keeping it simple is good. I understand you've got the Mojo Fuel Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of making it simple, I assume.
Absolutely. I created those because I was always traveling for business, and I wanted something. And I know we're so busy. Even if we're not traveling, we're busy throughout our workday. What's something that keeps us nourished and fueled and energized? And I'll tell you, I, as a health expert, I take a look at these labels, and I was just shocked at some of the garbage that's in there. So I wasn't happy with whatever I saw, so I decided to create my own, and people love them. And we're in some doctor's offices and some stores, and they're terrific. Warm apple cinnamon and chocolate almond coconut.
And I'm assuming they are part of the sugar control, that they taste good, but they're absolutely not going
they
to be
They absolutely
glycemic.
Are. And I'll tell you, when I was creating them and we had the tester case come, I purposely didn't tell my own kids that they were mine. I knew they wouldn't like them if I said that. And they really did love them. So, but that's part of it. It's just so easy. It's because they're high in quality protein and high in fiber and very low in sugar, 100% organic, gluten-free, everything that I'd want to eat myself, have my family have, and give to my clients and feel really good to have my name on.
Yes, good for you. I think there's been a real need in the industry to put out just as you said, an organic high fiber, low sugar or low glycemic, as we've talked to our listeners about, and high good quality protein. And so it's good to hear you've done that. Any other nutrition tips before we break?
Find out what's really going on with your eating. If you find you're hungry all day long, you know, and we've been taught years ago, I remember, even as a dietitian, master's in nutrition, teaching grazing. Well, now think about it. Who grazes? A cow grazes. We shouldn't be grazing. If we're grazing, it's because we're not satisfied with our meals. And we're not satisfied with our meals because they're not, they don't have any nutrient value in there. So if we exchange those meals for much more nutrient-dense foods, whole, real, nutrient-dense foods with fiber and healthy fat and lean protein, well, that's going to hold us. So I always suggest keep a food journal for a couple days and really get a sense of what's going on with your eating. And here's an addition. In addition to just writing, keeping track of, you know, when you're eating and what you're eating, keep track of any your hunger level on a scale of, you know, 0 to 10. 0, you're not hungry at all. 10, you're famished. See where you show up on the hunger scale with each meal or snack. And also if there's any mood associated with it. Because if you track and you see, oh, every day at 3 o'clock, I'm rating myself at a number at a 3, so I'm not very hungry, and I'm frustrated, well, now you know that has nothing in the world to do with hunger. It just has, you're feeding an unmet need. So that's how we'll take a look at what else may be going on. But it's a great way to see.
Well, that's well said. And we're going to continue talking about this. I wanted to also go into some of the other books. The Lifestyle Fitness Program, a 6-part plan so every mom can look, feel, and live her best. You mentioned you just sat down and wrote what you had been lecturing. And what I find very fascinating is the kind of endorsements that you've had. For instance, the author of the best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul on your first book. And the whole a group associated with Trump's The Apprentice certainly have liked the book. And those are really good endorsements to hear about and understand. So, listeners, if you have just tuned in with us, you're on The Essentials of Healthy Living with 1500 AM. And I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach. She has lots more coming. Good ideas for you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. more. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, please join us next Sunday, next week, for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Michael Lewis. Our guest today is Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach, and we're discussing why healthy eating and exercise are not enough to look, feel, and live your best. She talks about the four pillars: body, mind, image, and lifestyle. Those are the four pillars of wellness. And we discussed nutrition, getting sugar out, good protein, fiber, and controlling eating patterns, figuring out why you eat the way you do. So let's keep this going, Debbie. What's next? And I know this is important.
Oh, there's so much. We could talk about fitness. We can talk about, well, you know what? I think stress is a great topic. I have a feeling the audience is a bit stressed. Who isn't?
Right.
So stress, I see it every single day. That's actually one of the reasons why I became a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, because so many of the symptoms, conditions, illnesses, diseases we have can all be tied to stress. You know, our body is a billboard telling the world how we're handling our stress. Healthy internally, it'll radiate externally. Unhealthy internally, it'll radiate externally. And our body will rat us out like a little kid telling on their brother or sister in how we look, in how we feel, in how we live.
Well said. What are some keys when people are trying to control their stress? Do you have some basics that are helpful?
Sure. Well, the first thing is, you know, you want to take a look and say, how is your body reacting to stress? Are you, you know, some people have muscle tension. Some people grind their teeth. Some people get a headache. Some people have digestive issues. You know, so often we look at it and we'll just do what's called symptom relief. We just want the symptom to go away. So we'll medicate the symptom, but we never get to the root cause. So we'll have, let's say the stress is, we have a stressor. And then let's just say a headache develops, and then we take an aspirin. Well, we're never really getting to the root cause. It's almost as if we, when we're driving and we have that red engine light that comes on, it's almost as if that's a symptom, right? It's a warning telling us our car needs our attention. It would be the same thing as if we just take a sticker and stick it over the red engine light. We wouldn't see it, but certainly we're not healing the problem. And what happens is we do that with ourselves. We just we want to just not see or feel the symptom, and it doesn't get healed, and it gets worse until we crash.
I like your analogies. they really help. I think analogies really help people comprehend. So it's recognizing what stress does to your body. And once a person has recognized it, how can they stop it, control it, alter it, change it?
You know, I always believe in awareness first and education, because when you truly realize what stress is doing to you, you're going to think twice about letting it just take over. You know, it makes so much sense when, you know, something physical manifests into something physical, like I stub my toe, it hurts. Makes perfect sense. And it's sort of hard to understand sometimes, how does something mental and emotional manifest into something physical? But here's an example, and I'll explain it this way, so this way all the listeners will totally understand. You know, your body has this stress response. You're so magnificently wired. Our bodies will do anything to keep us safe and keep us alive. So let's say there's a threat. Like, let's say there's a car coming at you. You perceive this as a threat, and because of it, you ignite this stress response, right? Blood and oxygen go to your heart and lungs, and you're able to jump the curb to safety. That's what it's designed for. And that's what keeps you alive. Well, with with chronic stress, what happens is that system is turned on but not turned off. So it's truly as if you are jumping to the curb 24/7. Now, can you only imagine, when you picture that visual, you can only imagine how exhausting it is. Well, that's what we do. That's what we do, and we don't realize why we're exhausted, why our body's breaking down, why these symptoms are showing up. It's because this stress response is turned on and not turned off. So here's a visual everybody can understand as well. I'm sure, I can't imagine I'm the only one, that some of your listeners may have at some point scarfed down lunch, right? You just eat fast. And you know that feeling in your stomach, that like bloated, uncomfortable feeling that you have. It's so normal to think, oh, well, I ate quickly. That's what went on. What happened right there, you told your body, when you scarfed down lunch like that, you told your body it was in crisis. Your body, being as magnificent as it is, says, makes that determination, says, oh, digest lunch. We have more important things to do. So your entire digestive system is shunted. So all the blood and oxygen that would be digesting your food now goes to your heart and lungs to help save you.
You know, that's your explanations are really good. And my observation is that those who are the most stressed and overreact, in other words, they seem to have only not a 1 to 10 level of reaction. It's 10 for everything. Mm. Those that are not important and those that are important, they are the least likely to recognize that they are behaving unusually. Sometimes I want to say, look around you. No one else is that hyper, that stressed over this situation. And I was thinking about it recently, observing the differences in reactions to young children between two people, you know, and we're not talking about running in the street, children just squealing, playing, doing what they ordinarily do. One person calling them out like there's a train coming, and the other saying, okay, we can stop that. Let's talk about it. And very different. And it was clear the other person really couldn't observe that there was such a difference.
You're so right. And you touched on so many topics. One is really mindset. It's conditioning. We may have been taught that way ourselves. That's all we know. And so what happens is when a situation happens, all we do, it's like we have a filing system in our head, and something happens, and we pull out the file. Oh, that's how I react like this, and so we react the same way. And these are, you know, you have these neuroreceptors, which are so you're sort of wired a certain way, and the more you do it, the more it's reinforced. So, since you like visuals, I'll give you another one. It's almost as if, like, picture a snowstorm, and snow blankets the ground, and then you wake up the next morning, and there's a path. Well, it's really easy to walk on that path, but maybe it doesn't really take you anywhere all that good. If you were to carve a new path, let's just say you said, you know what, that's not taking me anywhere good, I'm going to make a new one. You'd trip, you'd fall, no question about it. But if you were to commit to staying on that path day after day after day, eventually it would be as well-worn as the first. That's how our mind works. If we see that a pattern truly doesn't serve us, we can change it. But it is tricky, and that's why most people don't, unless they are completely aware and committed to do something differently.
And that's where we get the phrase, how's that working for you?
Yeah, which is a great one. And I'll tell you, one of the things I created that all of my clients and members get in my programs, my Mojo Minder Band. And it's really to create that awareness. So when we react the same way that doesn't serve us, when we have that negative self-talk that keeps us safe or stuck or small, we snap that band, certainly not to hurt us, but just to redirect and say, what's that new thing I'm going to say and commit to? And just through repetition and consistency, that old pattern loses its charge and we create a new path.
And so you're giving skills so that people can recognize what's going on and have options that are different and hopefully what they see more successful.
Oh, absolutely. That's why, I mean, I've become known as sort of the last stop. You don't ever have to lose weight or figure out how to get fit or learn how to deal with stress differently or change your relationships or whatever it is. Again, because you're rewiring along with making these changes. If you don't, you can lose 100 pounds 100 times. You're only going to go back to your default. What we do is change the default.
That is such good advice. I hope the listeners are soaking this in. Let's keep the conversation going, Debbie. This is wonderful.
Wonderful, sure.
So what we've talked about the stress and the mindset. Do you explore with people why they have the mindset they have? What was the payoff?
And that's a great. That's such a great point, because we usually do something because it's serving us somehow, even if it stinks. You know, I work with so many people. Let's say a woman, for example, she's in this horrible relationship, but it's familiar, it's comfortable, even if it stinks. And there's a lot of fear, the fear of the unknown. So she'll stay in a place that's completely uncomfortable for her. I see this all the time, even with weight loss. Someone will come to me and they'll say, Deb, I don't get it. I have lost, you know, 30 pounds 30 times. I don't understand it. Now, I'll get to different things, but eventually I'll touch on something like relationships. And then, sure enough, we'll hit on the fact that she'll lose a certain amount and feel confident, feel good, feel a little bit sexy. What happens? Her partner starts feeling threatened, jealous, and insecure. And so she doesn't want to rock the boat. She'll sabotage her own success just to keep things as is. Now, it's my job to bring all of this up. And then what she chooses to do with it is really up to her. And this has happened where we've hit on this, and then he'll say, don't go there. I'm not ready. Okay, I can completely respect that, but it's my job to make sure they know exactly why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I have sometimes asked an individual who's similar to what you described, when they want to focus on their weight, and they're really not even overweight. And I say, do you have a picture in your mind of what is your ideal weight and when that was? And they do come up with it. And I always say, were you happy and successful at that weight? And most of the time you're going to hear, no, I wasn't. And then why is it going to be different now? And I think you're very clever in really pinpointing this and holding the mirror up, and holding them responsible.
Oh, and it's a great point you brought up, and it's so true. And this is all that mindset stuff, these subconscious behaviors and beliefs that we don't even know we're feeling. Like, here's another example. This has happened a few times. Someone sees me, same thing. They tell me, you know, for whatever reason, they're stuck with the weight, and we'll hit on all different things. And here's an example. Someone was sort of known as being the funny one and liked that title, enjoyed that title. And in her mind, she wasn't clear if she could still be the funny one if now all of a sudden she was lean, you know, sleek and sexy.
Ah.
Right? So it's addressing all of that. And then sure enough, she did. I said, okay, well, now that she was down 20 pounds, I said, let's see if you could still go out now and be funny. Just test it. And of course she was. But it's just these things that we wouldn't even realize, but they sabotage us every single time. This is a huge topic when it comes to relationships, too. Very often I'll see someone, and they take off, and we're working on them mentally, physically, and emotionally. So they are absolutely in a very different place. And all of a sudden, their partner may be subconsciously sabotaging them,
yes,
bringing in, you know, cakes and cookies and all kinds of things, or saying, oh, you're not fun anymore, or all the dynamics are changing. And there's this huge fear, and it's sort of the elephant in the room that just really needs to be addressed. I call it expect the unexpected. Because just because you're changing doesn't mean everybody else is. And they want to know, you know, what's happening? Are you going to leave me now that you feel so good and look so good? Do I need to be on board? Where are we with all this? So these are conversations that truly need to take place.
So good, so good. And for those of you who have tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. I'm Dana Lake. We've been having a fabulous discussion with Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach, discussing why healthy eating and exercise are not enough to look, feel, and live your best. We will continue continue this conversation in our final segment coming up. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you lots of good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder to go on the site www.villagegreen.com, myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And you can get expert advice about supplements and about your health in both places, the website and their location on Cedar Lane. Our guest today is Debbie Silber, and she's called the Mojo Coach, and we've been talking about health and lifestyle. I love the idea of the four pillars: body, mind, image, and lifestyle. So let's talk about fitness and sleep, Debbie.
Sure. Well, fitness, it's such an interesting topic because I start off with everybody. They'll say, Debbie, I would rather fold laundry than work out. You know, I hate it. Don't even bring it up. I'm not ready. And I'm like, okay, no, you know, no worries. And the truth is, one of the biggest things I realize is they haven't discovered their fitness personality. We have a unique fitness personality, and when we cater to that, that's when we actually create a program that, I know it sounds crazy, but one that we really, really enjoy. So that's the first thing. And then once we do that, I'll debunk a whole, you know, old exercise myth. You know, we're still, it's a very old model when it comes to fitness as well. You know, we used to think those long drawn out cardio sessions were the way to go. And now we know that you can have 10 times the result in a fraction of the time with interval burst or, you know, high intensity interval training. So it's such a different way of working out with such greater benefit.
That high intensity interval training has really caught on finally.
Oh, yeah. You know, and one of the reasons why I think it's catching on so quickly is because of how efficient it is. You can get, you know, in a 15, 20 minute workout, a greater benefit than you get in one of those hour long cardio sessions. So with a very busy society, who has the time anyway? But we can carve out 15, 20 minutes and we get such greater results. So the proof is there, and so there's much more likely to have a buy-in. And also we learn now, cortisol, the stress hormone, when we're doing those long, drawn-out cardio sessions, we're releasing way too much cortisol, which isn't good for us. When we're doing interval training, that high-impact interval training, which is different based on our level of health and where we're starting, we're not shooting off as much cortisol. Much healthier for us.
Well, I did not know that about the cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
So we really are stress managing when we're doing the high-intensity workouts.
We absolutely are. I mean, there's definitely a place for those cardio sessions. It's a great stress reliever. You know, even just the rhythmic movement is things, thoughts that we had on the back burner have a chance to sort of, you know, come to the surface and be worked through. So there's certainly a place for it. But as a regular way of working out, we don't have the benefit. I mean, here's an example. There's a woman in my neighborhood. I've been here since 95. God bless her. I see her walking every single day since 1995. Her body has not changed at all, at all. And the woman puts in the time. She's walking every single day. I mean, I'm talking in the winter, in the summer, and same body. So to me, if you're going to bother lacing up, you want to take off those sneakers with a change to your body.
I have a gentleman in my neighborhood, same description, and I noticed it about 6 months ago that it's been 20 years.
Right. If your body hasn't changed, if you want to just maintain, that's wonderful. But if you're really looking to create change and you're investing that kind of time, you want to see something.
Yeah, very well said. What about sleep?
Sleep is crucial. You know, we're so overworked and so overwhelmed, and we have so much to do. And so we look to cut corners. And one of the places we cut corners can very often be in our sleep. And when we don't, I think it's something like, I read something about if we don't have enough sleep, even as little as two nights, we can put ourselves in a place of insulin resistance. So it is at the root of health that it's so crucial, and it throws off our hormones. Our ability to tell if we're hungry or if we're full gets thrown off. And then, of course, when we're tired, we're going to look for energy in two places, sugar or caffeine.
Right. Quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
Quick fixes. What can people do to enhance their sleep? And I call sleep a nutrient, to try to get people to recognize that they're sleep deprived, sleep deficient.
Yeah. Well, you want to just check your sleep routine and check your sleep environment. You know, if your environment, if your room is noisy and crowded and stimulating and uncomfortable, that's not really a great environment for sleep. And all of the, even that clutter, for example, is all vying for your attention. So check that. And then there are things like lights or the TV. Are you watching something that's making you anxious, nervous, and afraid right before you go to sleep? Right? How's that going to impact your sleep? Or even the lights. The lights are going to throw off your circadian rhythm. Or, you know, and is there a routine that you can have? Maybe, you know, are you having caffeine too late in the day? Do everything you can to just prepare for a good night's sleep. Even something like, you know, are there things on your mind? I mean, to me, if I have anything on my mind, if I don't write it down, it'll just consume me all night long. So I'm better off writing it down and just knowing that, okay, it's on the paper, I can look at it in the morning. So what can you do to prepare for a good night's sleep?
And those are helpful. I like to tell patients, if you can't see your hand in front of your face, then the room is dark enough. And they can always wear a mask.
Sure.
You don't have to buy a fancy shades.
Right.
Any other parting tips for our listeners?
Oh, I would say you just get started. You can do this. Your best self is just may possibly be buried under a few layers of fear, doubt, or insecurity. Get started, just even with some simple nutrition tips, just to see see, hey, I got this. And now that I did this, what else can I do? But just get started. Every single thing you do only brings you one of two ways, further or closer to the body, health, life, lifestyle you want. So if you ask yourself no more than that one question, which way is this choice bringing me? That's a great place to start.
Well said, well said. And I think that we've covered an awful lot of good information. I want to thank you, Debbie, for being on the show. And I know you have a commitment, and we'll keep going. I appreciate all you've said, and we hope to have you back again.
Oh, my pleasure. And all kinds of free goodies if everybody just wants to stop by themojocoach.com.
Okay, themojocoach.com. And I'll remind them about your book. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
And just a reminder on Debbie's book, the most recent one, A Pocket Full of Mojo, 365 Proven Strategies to Create Your Ultimate Body, Mind, Image, and Lifestyle. And she has an earlier book, The Lifestyle Fitness Program, a six-part plan so every mom can look, feel, and live her best. And this was recommended by Jack Canfield, co-author of the best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul. Her books are really helpful. So that's why I'm directing you to take a look at them because, yes, you know, in a short hour, we can tell you only so much. And if you're really going to do this, you need expert guidance. And that includes reading books like Debbie's. It also includes getting a personal coach of your own, working with friends. Try to be successful. Is there a buddy that you can work out with? Is there somebody that you can talk to on a daily basis, whether it's by email or any way you want to communicate, to keep each other going? You have to set yourself up for success and write down your goals, review them on a daily basis. And I'm going to remind you about what a good diet is. First of all, there's no one diet for everybody on earth. And I think if you just look around at the different cultures, the different ways they eat, where they live, the geographics, I've always said if you try to take a Hawaiian baby and put them on an Eskimo diet, they won't do well, and vice versa. So we are born differently. We each have a different set of genes, and our ancestors ate a certain way. If we have long-term ancestral genes and we know who our ancestors were going back hundreds and maybe even thousands of years, it's not too hard to know what kind of diet to choose. But most people aren't that way. And we look very different. We have diversity today, and our genes are diverse. We may look like our African American mother and not like our Caucasian father or Asian father. We may look like one but have the genes for what we should eat from the other, and it's hard to figure out. So what I tell patients is when they try a style of diet, that they do it seriously for at least a couple weeks. And then they see how they are doing. You can't just do it for a day or two. If these are the secrets, if you're not hungry all the time, then you're getting the right diet. If you are alert, if you feel as good at 3 to 4 in the afternoon as you do in the morning, if you feel good all day, if your energy is good all day, you're doing well. And we go back to high quality protein, good fiber, getting sugar, sodas, all artificial items out of the diet. That's the basics. Whether you need more protein, more complex carbo, that depends on the individual. And that's what good diet coaches try to help you determine. I want to thank you folks for being with us and joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. Remember, you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.